Don, if the West Locker Room Chat is on the air, KNCA 103.9 FM, as we continue on to the basketball season, early portions before the holiday break. And we're joined now by the Donovan West girls coach, that is Perry Smith, as team is off to a 1-1 start, the defending state champs, and saw a top two team in 2A on Tuesday night in Riverside, but we'll talk about that game momentarily. But coach, a win against Axtell on Friday, you turn around and suffer that first loss against Riverside on Tuesday. How would you assess the first week of the season?
Well, I think we've done some good things, and then, on the flip side of it, I'll give Riverside a lot of credit. I thought they were really good last night, kind of dominated us in every aspect of the game, offense, defense, everything. And we're going to have to get some coaching going over here, no question about it, and hopefully find a way to get better. And we will. I know we will.
Let's talk about that Riverside game a little bit more, that final 58-36, as you mentioned, Tuesday night. Just kind of break it down for us a little bit more specific-wise. And Taylor Weiser, of course, again, a top player in the classification, the defending two-way player of the year. You know, how dominant was she? How difficult and of a challenge is it to guard someone like that with her skill set?
I thought she was really good. Has a good post game, got down in the post, got dirty down in there, and also played a little bit at that mid-range game as well. And I thought she played really hard and did a lot of good things. And like I said, you know, they're a handful. When she plays like that, they're tough to beat. And for as good as I thought she probably was offensively, probably dictated just about as much defensively. So, she's kind of a rim protector for them and does a lot of good things on the defensive end as well. But to their credit, I thought they just, like I said, they probably outplayed us. I don't know of any aspect of the game that we were better than them in. Dictated tempo. I thought they were really good that night. And if they continue to play like that, they'll have a chance to do a lot of good things this year. But we've got to go to work. We've got to kind of figure out some identity for us, and we've got to get coached up. We've got to coach. We've got to find a way to get some things going, and hopefully we can do that here in the next couple weeks.
Well, let's talk about the matchup coming up for you on Friday. You get ACCHS, a team that's off to an 0-2 start, losses in league play to Moore Hill Mount Academy and Jackson Heights on Tuesday. How much do you know about them? I know it's pretty quick turnaround, of course, when you get to that Tuesday-Friday grind, but you don't have a whole lot of practice time and a whole lot of room for preparation, but what can you tell us about ACCHS?
Well, I don't know a lot about them yet this year. I know that last year we played them, and we're lucky enough to get them at home and kind of got on them there. So, I know they lost a lot, but I know they've got a couple players coming back that should be nice players for them. But it'll be a lot about us on Friday night, for us to get better, continuing working to where, we get to where we want to be, by the end of the year. So, we're going to have to put our hard hats on and go to work, and hopefully we see some improvement on Friday night.
Donovan West girls basketball coach Perry Smith joining us as he does each and every week. The Mustangs off to a 1-1 start, win against Axtell on Friday, loss against Riverside on Tuesday, now getting ACCHS coming up for game number 3 on Friday night. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Brandon.